Well, it's October 31st, Halloween, supposedly the second most commercialized celebration in North America after Christmas. That's not bad for an ancient festival that's been around for centuries prior to any Europeans setting foot on this continent, and is thought to have been brought here by Irish immigrants escaping the potato famine. Some people don't observe Halloween. Those will most likely be the houses that don't have any outside lights on. For some, Halloween goes against their religious beliefs, even though today has both pagan and Christian roots, celebrating the end of harvest and honoring the spirits of the dead on All Hallows' Eve. Pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, are carved and a candle put inside to help keep those spirits at bay. I have observed that Halloween doesn't seem to have the same excitement that it had when I was a kid, and maybe it's because I'm not a kid anymore. Or maybe it's because it's not treated the same way by schools, for example, in case, heaven forbid, we accidentally offend someone. There will still be trick-or-treaters making the rounds, collecting bags full of tummy-expanding, cavity-causing, pimple-producing candy treats. If you're in the spirit of the occasion, have a safe and happy Halloween. Oh, and avoid a house where you can see the furniture moving around by itself. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.